Hello, it's Carolyn Sayer here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Matthew Tucker. We continue our news items with shoppers flock to the Royal Arcade, a new scale extract club comes to a city library, and local children crafted cards to spread festive cheer this Christmas.
Youngsters at Magdalen Gates Primary School and Nursery in Bull Close Road wrote messages in around 200 cards destined for city folk they have never met before in a lunchtime craft session. The cards will go to people at this year's Norwich Open Christmas Meal on Christmas Day, which is open to anyone and is being held at the halls in St Andrew's Plain from 11am to 5pm. Julie Brochek-Coulton, Labour City and County Councillor for the Sewell Ward and Governor for the Primary School, helped initiate the link between Magdalen Gates and Norwich Open Christmas. Everything we do here is about teaching children compassion and societal values.
Norwich Research Park is calling on the government to promote the centre across the world as an ideal place to base a business. Dr. Nick Goodwin, boss of Anglia Innovation Partnership, which manages the research park, highlighted the benefits the location offers firms during a visit from MP for Norwich South, Clive Lewis. The research park has ambitious plans to grow during the next 15 years, including expanding by an additional 900,000 square feet and housing up to 300 companies. At the moment, the park covers 100,000 square feet and is home to 40 businesses. Showing Mr. Lewis around the park, Dr. Goodwin spoke about the support in place to provide access to entrepreneurship schemes and various funding schemes. Dr. Goodwin said, "I am really pleased that we were able to host Clive and show him the scale of our ambitions and the enormous potential that the Norwich Research Park cluster can offer the region's economy."
City F1 fans are being asked to start their engines as a new scale electrics club opens at a city centre library. Plumstead Road Library will welcome slot cars and drivers of all shapes and sizes as the lights go green on its first ever scale electrics club. The fun began with the first of three taster sessions, with racing fans young and old packing into the library to compete. It comes as a group aiming to preserve the library's future attempts to get different groups of people who would not usually visit through its doors. Anne Parsons, chairwoman of Friends of Plumstead Library, said the club was attracting a wider demographic of people. She said, "It all started when we found out our children's entertainer, Jake Ace's dad, had this huge scale track. So we asked if he could bring it to the library and he agreed. It's a scale replica of a Grand Prix track." Ms. Parsons added, "The experience is better than in your own living room, as the cars do not come off the track at every turn. We'd like to form a championship. Maybe we'll find the next Lewis Hamilton, but we're also aware some people don't have skill and we still want to appeal to them too."
A Norwich City legend was on hand to cut the ribbon at a school near Norwich officially opened its revamped sixth form. The sixth form centre at Helston High School has recently undergone major refurbishments following an investment of £278,000 from the Wensum Trust. The project has seen a host of changes made at the site, including the addition of a new study centre and an updated common room for students to socialise in. Students have been provided with kitchen facilities and new seating for the social area, and its study centre has doubled in size. Former Norwich City captain Adam Drury visited the centre to meet students and formally cut the ribbon on the revamped site.
The opening of the Royal Arcade's food hall has helped the shopping centre achieve its highest number of visitors this year. Based in the former Jamie Oliver restaurant, Yarm opened in November and quickly had an impact on hungry shoppers. Its opening week saw the Royal Arcade record 62,168 visitors, an increase of 21% from the previous week. Although the start of the Christmas shopping period will have seen a natural rise in footfall, shoppers have been visiting longer into the afternoon and evening since the opening of Yarm. Yarm is an artisan food hall that features six independent kitchens over two floors.
a Norwich glassmaking firm, has showcased its handmade Christmas baubles at an exclusive festive market held outside No. 10 Downing Street. Max Lamb and Dr. Fiona Wilkes, owners of Salt Glass Studio, travelled to London to participate in the event taking place outside the Prime Minister's home. During the Christmas market, the husband and wife team were able to talk to Rishi Sunak and Chancellor Jeremy Hunt about their business and the challenges they have faced. They also presented a bauble from their limited No. 10 range, created especially for the event, to the Prime Minister's wife, Akshata Murthy. The couple launched their business, which provides a wide range of handmade glass products and glass-making lessons in Norfolk, in 2011. The company is based in Sprowston and supplies products to a wide range of retailers and organisations, including London-based interior designers and the National Trust.